This is the commemoration, and it is important to understand the importance of memory, of course. Memory is part of resistance, and for us as the Ummah, the Nakba, which is the catastrophe as we understand it, and I'm sure the conversations around that will be increasing during the course of the day. But yes, that disastrous and catastrophic event of the mass displacement and the loss of homeland to the Palestinian people, of course, from 1947 to 1949, more than 750,000 to 1 million, which at the time roughly represented half of the Arab population of Palestine, people who were forced forced expelled from their homes by Zionist militias, and of course becoming refugees in their own country, in neighboring countries, in the Gaza and in the West Bank. And so, of course, up until this day, the importance is for us to ensure that all the destruction that took place and the ongoing displacement, as well as the loss of identity and the property of the people, doesn't go into the obscurity of history, but that we remember all of the atrocities, we remember all of the injustices, we remember all of the displacement and the ethnic cleansing that continues until this day. And so, Ghulam, the programs, of course, that are identified for today, there are numerous programs. And also tomorrow, of course, there are programs. There are also existing programs that are also conflated on the day, on Nakba Day, that are going on for weeks on end, going on actually probably for a year or more than a year as well. But for today, the call is to the Muslim community in particular, and community society. Society at large as well. So after Jumu'ah today, after the Friday prayers, at 2 o'clock, 2 till 3 p.m., there is the human chain that is being formed, inshallah. That'll be down the along the corridor of Klipfontein Road from Daniefontein Road side until the police station in Athlone. And so that entire corridor is where we're calling on all, especially the Masajid, for example, in the Cape Flats, Athlone area in particular, all the Masajid which are in walking distance of Klipfontein Road, for every Musalli immediately after the Jumu'ah Salah to proceed to Klipfontein Road to become part, of course, of the human chain along the corridor of Klipfontein Road. That is from 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock. This evening, there's another program that the Al-Quds Foundation has also organized on the occasion of the Nakba and the need for us, of course, to bear witness, to continue speaking the truth, to continue being witness bearers to justice and human dignity. There is a program in Ruth Roads Mosque in Ryland. So that's where the Imam is Maulana Abdul Khaliq Ali. That program is carrying on between Maghrib and Isha. So that's the second program. But Ghulam, I mentioned about the existing programs as well that have been going on for months, if not more than a year, during this time of the genocide.
Yeah.
This particular time, you will recall that on the Krumboom Bridge, every Friday, the community has been very consistent. They have shown steadfastness to commemorate the genocide and, of course, solidarity with the people in Palestine. That is on the Krumboom Bridge. That normally happens every Friday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and that will continue also today. And then maybe as another, reminder also to our community that the PSC is also having a massive Nakba Day program, and of course all of us will be standing in support as we do as a community, as a collective. That'll be at the Cape of Good Hope Castle, the castle at the Cape of the Cape of Good Hope, tomorrow in Cape Town, of course, from 12 o'clock until 4 o'clock, 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. Good luck.
JazakAllah, Sheikh. Just before I let you go, shukran for packing all of this out, and people would actually know where exactly they can go and be a part of it. But just as a point of departure, Sheikh, How, in your opinion, Sheikh, do you think that we need to keep the Palestinian message alive for people to continue the education around it? I think there are certain parts of our community that is perhaps, I don't want to use the word oblivious, but they perhaps are not too informed in terms of, you know, the struggles of our Palestinian brothers and sisters and the dua for the liberation thereof. Just very quickly from your side, Sheikh, how can one become more informed and to better understand the plight of the Palestinians
here? Jugulam, I think for us it is really just to, you know, break it down to the very sort of fundamentals that govern our lives. As Muslims, we of course live our lives in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And so the bare essential really of the ummah that Allah describes them with is that they are the ummah of the middle path, ummatan wasata, and the reason for that is so that they may be shuhada'a ala nas, that they may be witnesses over humanity. That is the core, that is the fundamental descriptor that Allah gives the ummah. Without that, we are not the ummah of Islam. And so that means to bear witness, and bearing witness means that we've got to stand for the truth. And also we've got to preserve memory, and that's what the Nakba is all about. We can't forget the injustices. We can't become oblivious, like you said, Ghulam, about the injustices and the atrocities and all the erasure, you know, the ethnic cleansing of a people. We can't be oblivious to defending the oppressed. That is the fundamental obligation and principle in Islam, to stand with the oppressed. We can't be morally neutral in a context of oppression, because then you have sided with the oppressor. And this is not just a moral issue in terms of, you know, day-to-day lives. This is about salvation in the year after. And so we have to refuse the normalization of injustice. And the way we do that, of course, is by partaking in the kind of programs we are looking forward for today, inshallah.